episode of Strange Days Broadcast. Why not? Why not? That's what I thought. You thunk it too? I thunk it too. Let's do it.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, then ask the butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebrations.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little broad dying, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look.
I don't care no more. I really do not give a flying shit for that song. All these freaking freaks. You know what I mean? That's right. They're cancelled, deleted in what will be. It's a process I've got to go through, if you know what I mean. It'll take a freaking couple of weeks.
It was hard to know who was more crazy. Me.
Seth Osmond.
My life.
Was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I hit the wrong folder. Oh,
the belly of tea, the winds blew up her bird up down or below my bully boys blow.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale boat.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. There you go. Welcome to the podcast, Kosa. Good to see you. Thanks for joining me.
The captain called all hands and swore he'd take the whale in tow.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
da 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 da.
Four cues in the background going, did he just say podcast, not broadcast? I done well, man. Look at me. I'm correcting. Oh, wow. I'm getting everything into perspective. I think 2024, by the time of the end of the year, there's going to be some major great changes. There's no doubt about it. I might even excel myself, to be honest with you. Ah, yeah.
Edward. No. Edward.
Edward, they're not opening the door, Edward.
Put the machete down, man. Let's talk. Hey, let's talk. We just talking, man. Please put the machete down. Edward, put the machete down.
I don't want to talk about the consequences after this. Vladimir Putin. Here we go. Listen to this. He's not a bad singer, guys.
I found my field. On blueberry hill.
Oh, he's killing it. He's killing it.
When I found you.
Give up his day job. Bloody hell, he didn't do too bad, actually. He's not a bad singer. Ah, you haven't signed him up. What about one from Adolf, Uncle 1480? Apart from me going through menopause and this song giving me a headache, I think I might move along to the next one. I'm going through menopause, guys. Sorry about this. Transitioning. I'm transitioning, guys. Let's play a little bit of a song for 4Q. Oh, yeah.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not cooling.
I'm just loving it. Look at him.
I'm gonna send you back to school.
He's lifting his shirt, guys.
Way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
Because I can't just sit here playing songs when I've got so much information and wisdom to share to everyone. But I just wanted to say, off that CD, I don't know, man. I've got a soft spot for Kashmir. you know, that one, 4Q or anyone listening later, you'll understand where I'm coming from, you know. I thought, yeah, that was pretty cool, man. Well, All of My Love, I love that intro to that, you know. You know, that sort of crazy shit. Ah, man. What a band. What an absolute freaking band, really, when you think about it. Anyway, getting sentimental. I'm going to start crying, guys, and we can't have that on live broadcast, you know what I mean? Doesn't make for good oh, it probably would. It'd get me popular. Might get me some more popularity. Listen to him. The guy's crying. Oh, my God. Freaking weirdos. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, yeah, people get off on it, man. People love it. Real emotion. Is he showing some real emotion? Wow. Not the shell of a burnt out, desolate man. The maggot. I had a funny one with Boogie, I think it was last night. Boogie Nights, you know, that comes on sometimes. And he's abusing me and all sorts of crazy shit. I thought it was freaking hilarious. It's like, I think I said to him, I thought we were mates or something, you know. It's like, thankfully I'm pretty thick-skinned, you know. Ah, oh, no, my mates, you know. Especially him, you know, he hits the piss pretty hard, so I can overlook that sort of shit, you know. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Having a good time together and, yeah, man. So I had to play with him for a little while. I'm like a pussycat. I had to play with him and piss him off even more. I think it went on for 2 hours. Ah, hey, 2 hours ago, actually. Ah, yeah, that was freaking hilarious. Yeah, that's what it's all about. A bit of fun. Yeah, chill out. But bloody hell, you can't get too over the top with each other, you know what I mean? Right. I don't know how things work with other people. Oh, I don't know how things work with other people, their minds, you know what I mean? I want to play you a damn song, my friend, 4Q. I'm going to shut up and play you a song.
It's 4 in the morning, and what's more of the dawning? Just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her,
wow,
how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be.
Hey,
but it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her. That's the last thing that I
pretty cool song, man.
She tries, but she can't tell how she feels.
Yeah, about it.
But I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the warning in me.
I'm not putting that on.
Last night I told her, this time it's all over.
making 10 times I told her goodbye.
This is starting to annoy me now.
Last night we broke up. This morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 a.m. in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me.
Now this show's turning like crap.
It's 4 a.m. in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me.
That's the best I've got to offer, guys. That's pretty bad, to be honest with you. I can do a cat one. Me and the cat. Hey, puss, come here. Here we go. Might even play the harmonica as well. Pretty good, eh? Very talented man. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Fork, you wants an entree. He wants an entree dish for sure, man. He's one of those entreeers. There's no doubt about it. Entree, monsieur, monsieur. It's entree, et vous. Wow. Mention that. Imagine me turning you up as a waiter, man. I reckon I'd be a good waiter, actually. Hey, come on to the vous to the très bien, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I'd fall over. I don't think I'd be freaking too good on my feet around those sort of obstacles happen. Shit. I don't think I'd be very... Hey, welcome to the broadcast. We got a new person. Oh, wow, man. We got company. Hope you're not bad company, man. You know what I mean? With the boys, we're going to have to end the broadcast really quick. You know what I mean? Let me play you a song, my friend. Chuck. Oh, it's Chuck. How you going, old mate? I'll play a song, man. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's one of my sponsors, guys. I'll play a song, man, while I'm chilling out for a minute. Oh, well, we got another person. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good morning, Chuck. Good to see you, man. Conspiracy. It's killing me. Breaking me down. It's turning me into a desolate man, guys. A waste of a man. It's wearing me out, guys. I'm going to have to pass the mantle on to someone. Ha ha ha. I'm looking for if you know anyone that's in their 30s that can take the mantle on from Oz, let me know, and we can pass on the mantle, guys. Because I'm burnt out, man. A desolate man. Shill of a man. Almost on the verge of a maggot. On the verge of a maggot. I've reached many levels. Didn't realize I'd reach maggot. It can happen sometimes.
Listen to the people sing.
Let me get myself back into perspective and play a song for my Uncle Chuck and Cousin Four. There we go. Cousin Chuck and Uncle Four. Oh, say can you see. Shut up, it's boring the crap out of me, to be honest with you. Jesus Christ. Everything's just going nuts here, guys. This is going crazy. Let's do a song for our future. Let's do some harmonics, guys. Yeah. Right. I don't know if anyone's even freaking bothering to listen, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to try and pull this off as a bit of harmonics. I've never freaking done this one. Probably get yelled at in the background, but let's see. All right, let's do it. Let's try and pull this off. I doubt it. I'm going to do it, but if I can, it'd be fan-bloody-tastic.
Take you there.
love that bit. Can you tell me what to do? I'm killing it, man. I'm killing it. Good morning. But see, all these other aspects, you know what I mean? I can do some 12-bar blues and all these other crazy things, but I'm not exactly a, I can't reveal who I am, you know? If you knew who I am, you'd be, everyone would be hounding me, you know what I mean? Because I am an actual rock star back in the day. Oh, Forky's cracking up now. He's sickin'. Here comes the bullshit. Here it comes. We knew it was going to happen for sure. But I am keeping my identity secret because I am a, you know what I mean, one of those rock stars. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised, man. You think, you could think of probably the top three rock stars of Australia, and I reckon you guess it's me. That's right. But Scott! Oh, freaking hell, I'm choking on my freaking drink. Bloody hell. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm like a little lover, really, when you think about it. I'm someone that you actually want to hug, you know? I always say, in the first three times or moments that you actually meet me, you probably hate me. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's going to be all these sort of other issues of your own diplomacy or your own political bullshit or whatever you're going through, but I always say, give me a bit of time, man. Give me at least 10 listens, and I think you might see that I'm actually not too bad. You know what I mean? So that's how I sort of cartel to the situation of hate, I guess. I don't care if you hate me. You know, you got to know him to love him. You know what I mean? That's what I say. Listen to a song. You know, I put a stamp on it too, you know. Never had the song come back. It always went to its registered destination, according to my IP hack that I have. I say, you're fucked. If you don't like it, I'll send another letter and you won't like the panda that's in that. Oh, shit, I shouldn't say that, actually. Oh, yeah, that can give me a lot of trouble. Well, chalcum powder, it could be fucking all sorts of powder. But this powder is the powder, you know what I mean? You can use it under your arms. It's called bicarbonated soda powder. I'll send you a batch of that right to your door, right there. I'll even hire someone to go and rub it under your stinky freaking curry munching armpit, you little freak. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Oh, I just went a little bit off track here. Let's put a song on. Sorry, Judge. I was hyperventilating, man. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, things got a bit out of control. Sorry about that. I got Tourette's, guys. Yeah, well, these things are understandable. The government has been notified anyway in the past about these sort of situations. I way off the watch list. Way off the watch list. He's like, yeah. He means well. I've heard him many a time say that, so they just leave me alone, you know. Because on the watch list, they have a watch list that says he means well. And that's where things get a little bit funky. And it brings them into a clarity, I guess you could call it. Anyway, fuck it. I'm sick of talking like this. This is starting to piss me off. Let's play some freaking harmonics, guys. Let's get funky. Let's become McMaggots. The family's knocking at the door. They're telling me to calm down on the music, man. Well, guess what, guys?
Saya in the front row, moving to the beat.
Times are changing, my friends.
Just move.
Oh shit. Oh, the whole thing. I think they cut me off the internet. Wait a minute. Hey, excuse me out there. Did anyone cut me off the internet?
No, Dad. No one done that.
Okay, thank you. That's fine.
Moving and grooving.
Right, let's go.
Killed me when I saw the wet patch on your seat.
I don't want to play it, actually. It's fucking pissing me off.
Was it Coca-Cola? Ooh, baby,
what am I doing here doing this? This is ridiculous.
When the band said goodnight, I had to say
this is really ridiculous, to be honest. You know what, guys? This is seriously ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm here. What the hell this is all about anyway? I gave up on the whole thing. A long, long time ago, at least 12 hours, and I'm here. I'm not happy about this situation, and I'm telling you, there might be a big break. You know what I mean? So I've had enough. I've had it. I had a breakdown yesterday. Had a fucking nervous, mental, everything breakdown yesterday. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah, whatever, you know. Just small talk, but sort of. Yeah, man. So it's like, woof, bloody hell. Kind of breakdowns, man. I didn't do it on the show or anything. Done it a little bit private, you know. Yeah, it was an experience, there's no doubt about that. I went to the stage of fuck it, and once you enter that realm of not really giving a flying shit about pretty much nothing, I think it's when you crack your conscience or your ego or something. Something hits. I mean, of course, you're morally, yeah, you wouldn't do the wrong thing. But it's just at that stage of what the fuck ever. You know what I mean? If you haven't worked this shit out, if you don't agree, I don't really give a flying shit, to be honest with you. It's like, each to their own, you know? And I don't hate people or despise them or think they're idiots for their own judgments. I just think everyone's at a different level. So what's the fucking use? If you're not at the level, you're not at the level. Hmm. But even talking like that sounds condescending, because you're saying if you're not at the level, it's like if you're not at my level, you're at a certain other level. So, you know, you just can't freaking win on any bullshit. It makes me sick sometimes when I really think about it. How pathetic this fucking society of this world is. It's like, man. I don't know how to explain it properly. But it is very downheartening. I guess you can call it. It's not really a place where we should be at. You know, we are better than this. That's the downhearting thing. Whether it's right or wrong, but we are a better people, you know, than what we are carrying on like. We're carrying like a bunch of freaking Fruit Loops. Bloody hell. You're letting a few hundred people just pretty much walk all over you. It's just incredible. It's like the movie Ants, you know. It's freaking unbelievable. Humanity is just letting these people, but things are getting exposed, so that's a good thing. So I'm glad that everyone's starting to be exposed and all these things, but there also has to be retribution, I think. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just up in arms. I'm just like, is this just it? Like, we always hear these gurus talk about, oh, the enlightened times and all these other freaking crazy things. You know what I mean? Well, when are these enlightened times or the great golden age going to come about, you know? I don't know, guys. I haven't exactly seen, usually history repeats. This is the scary thing about it, to be honest with you. And I'm just being, you know, without fear mongering, but I'll tell you, which is definitely a warning to me, is that we don't seem to have much of a golden age, guys. So if history repeats, which it seems to freaking keep going through the cycle, where's this golden age? Is this going to be a freak show from 10 to 1,000, 60,000 years? It just makes you wonder, you know, like, when is the golden age? Well, what is the golden age? And when is it? Is it a time of mass delusion that we think it's a golden age even? You know? It's freaking some weird stuff. Yeah, it makes you wonder where the freaking hell the world's going, eh? Really, when you think about it. I mean, just to own a home these days is virtually near impossible. Unless you're a healthy, fit person, now that they've probably just crippled in some way or another, I would gather off the top of my head, probably about 1/10 of the planet that have been crippled by these sort of instigations that they brought forth. So I'm pretty sure they've upset a lot of the apple cart, you know. It's really, really weird how they've, hey, how you going? Welcome to the room. And it's really weird how they actually come across these things and instigate them. And then all these people have consequences. It's freaking bizarre how these companies have all these rights to patents. And that's just freaking really bizarre. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. not just fucking sitting here rambling.
I can get you off my mind.
Do you know what I thought today, guys? Like, this is no shit, man. This is some personal stuff, you know what I mean? No, I haven't got hemorrhoids or AIDS or anything like that. A little bit less personal than that. But seriously, man, I thought I'm actually not enjoying doing a podcast no more. I went, oh, shit. I have reached rock bottom then. If that's the thought that it's been actually slowly developing fucking thought. Sorry about the language. I don't mean that. It's frustration. I thought, frick this, man. I'm freaking over it. I'm completely over it. I wouldn't mind going into the shows and shit. But to do my own show no more, I've just lost the vibe. The vibe ain't there, you know what I mean? It's probably a perspective sort of thing, I guess you could call it. Depends on where you're looking from the box, I guess. But it's starting to piss me off, you know. And once you lose your passion for something, that's it. What do you got? Podbean was my last resort. Now I've lost Podbean. What have I fucking got? Oh, what happened here? Someone's posting something on my bloody thing. What happened, man? Is this someone online or something? What the fuck's going on here? Oh, yeah. Someone's sharing a show, I think. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I just checking out me. But I think there is a time and a place, and I think, maybe there is a place in history that the Ozman come through and left. And I think there's nothing bad about that. There's plenty of shit out there. Plenty of stuff. So it's not a big deal, you know, really, when you think about it. I'm not devastated or anything like that, you know. It's just a reality check in life, you know. Fucking, if you ever... The way I'm looking at it, you know, and I've said this even 10 years ago, man. I'm just being more rhetoric. You said, if you haven't worked this shit out by now, what the frickin' hell is the use of me still lifting up? You know what I mean? I'm a meerkat. You know, that's my past incarnation. I was a meerkat, guys. Nah, that's right. I keep my head down low. You know what I mean? Not like the majority of me brothers and sisters that popped them up. My whole family. I was a meerkat and realized you don't put your head up too high. But I put my head up too high and I didn't really give a shit. But now it's time for self-preservation, if you know what I mean. So I'm getting to the stage that I really don't give a shit, to be honest with you.
Cruising.
I really could not give a flying F.
A leg either side of my motorcycle seat.
You haven't worked it out? Ain't my fucking problem, man. Cruising. Ain't my issue, my problem. Ain't apparent.
Dream, but I'm on the way home, baby.
say, Herbert. Yeah, we've reached the end of the line, man. We've reached the end of the line, man. No, freaking arm, no depressive thoughts about it or whatever. It's just like, really, what's the use anymore? It's just getting pretty pathetic and rhetoric. It's boring the shit out of me to a degree. It's like, if you haven't worked this shit out, man, I've guided you to certain roads of truth. If you haven't freaking worked it out, it ain't freaking my problem, man. It's putting me under high stress. High inclinations of stress. Can't handle it no more. Can't do it, Billy. Fucking can't do it, Billy. Ah, for Christ's sake! Oh, see, I'm out having an outburst already. Sorry. See? This is what happens, man, under this high stress of journalism. What the hell is this? No recent used apps. I don't want a recent used app. I just want my fucking Telegram, mate. Oh, you gonna play funny buggers, are ya? Yeah, they play funny. Hey, how you going, man? Good to see you to the rim, Herbert. Yeah, they play funny buggers in here, man. Bloody freaks. Hey, listen to this. I'll play you a song in a minute, Herbert, that you will love. He's gonna be in his element. Now, for Christ's sake! Oops, sorry, I yelled again. I've got two red seals. Let's just have a damn break. Damn, how long have we been in here? We'll try and take it effortless in 20 minutes. What a mess. What a bullshit freaking show, man. It's all gone shit. All right, let's play your song. There you go. You happy? You like it? Yeah, good. All right. It's pissing me off. Yeah, whatever. Fucking play a fucking stupid song. Freaks. Anyway. I ain't doing that shit. You know what I mean? I don't really want to do anything no more. I think I've lost it. Hey, how you going, Herbert? Good to see you, mate. Yeah, good to see you, man. First time caller, second time listener.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration, invasion, on subversion instead of elections.